decorated college career ended on a sour note for Fresno State quarterback Derek Carr as he struggled mightily in a 45-20 bowl game loss to USC. For that to be the capper on a 5,000-yard, 50-touchdown season was disappointing to say the least, but it fueled Carr to put his best foot forward in the pre-draft process, beginning with the Senior Bowl in late January.
I could not wait for the Senior Bowl. I could not wait to get back out there and just show everybody, hey, okay, you know, I can still throw and complete passes. I'm not too bad at this whole quarterback thing. So it was so good to get back out of the Senior Bowl, especially to play in a game where it's live. You know, they can hit you, showing them that, okay, I can step in there and make throws, you know, against SEC, ACC, Big 12, Big 10 competition. So it was great to get out there and just to show, and just the reviews and the evaluations that we got back, you know, in our camp was awesome. And I was so happy to hear that because the Las Vegas Bowl taste was still in my mouth a little bit till we got those reviews back.
Carr has a good chance to be a first-round pick, and he has learned how to handle both hype and criticism from his older brother David, also a Fresno State quarterback who was the number one overall draft pick by the expansion Houston Texans in 2002. David's career didn't turn out the way many had projected, which might make some teams leery of Derek, but the younger brother has considered his older brother an invaluable resource for football knowledge going back well before high school.
He taught me how to, you know, watch film as an NFL quarterback at 12. You know, I'll never forget, you know, I remember him getting ready for the Jaguars, and I'm sitting there, I'd come home, go to his house after school, and he's like, all right, you see the nickel, if he's pressed, you know, in this situation, they're going to play cover two, and then, or he's going to play cover one, it's going to be man, if they do this, it's going to be this blitz. I went to the game on Sunday, and I was telling my dad, hey, they're about to bring this blitz and this, and then it would happen, you know, so I don't think 12-year-olds are supposed to be doing that in NFL games. But
Carr has been asked how he might handle the pressure that goes with being the face of a franchise that might draft him in the first round, and how he'll adjust to taking snaps under center after working exclusively out of the shotgun in college. But it's obvious he won't get rattled. He witnessed everything his brother went through as a first overall pick, and he dealt with far greater pressure last year when his son was born with life-threatening intestinal problems and needed 3 surgeries by the time he was 6 weeks old. The boy is healthy and well now, with a father clearly mature beyond his years.
I've seen a lot, especially, you know, with our days in Houston, you know, with my brother. I've seen a lot of things, you know, from a young age, and I saw how he handled it. And then going through some adversity of my own with my son, you know, when doctors tell me your son might not live, you know, if we don't rush him to this surgery, nothing anyone can say bad about me, nothing that anyone can do or say or harm me in any way will affect me, because, you know, I my priorities in life are my faith, my family, and then football. And so, you know, you can say whatever you want about me, but I'm going to give everything I have to whatever team I have. Good, bad, ugly, whatever it is, it'll be successful in my eyes.